Now, voting laws are front and center in Congress and in states around the country. Democrats in the House passed the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, but Republicans in the Senate are expected to block passage there. And Texas lawmakers passed a new bill aimed at tightening up voting laws in that state. Meanwhile, some high-ranking congressional Democrats are proposing something that might have been unthinkable for that party just a few years back, national voter ID requirements. Most Americans have valid voter ID, even the kinds of ID needed in states with stricter requirements, but millions of Americans don't have the kind of ID needed in such states. And that often means impoverished people, and people of color have trouble getting ID that they need to vote. Our next guest is proposing a solution, national ID cards, and he says it's got something for both parties to dislike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Would you be in favor of nationally issued ID cards that could be used to verify identity when voting in any state? Do you think there should be a national voter ID law? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Russell Berman is a staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers politics. Russell, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to this idea of a national voter ID card, the conventional wisdom is Republicans want more voter ID, Democrats want less. But in your piece on voter ID, you say some Democrats in Congress are warming to the idea as some kind of compromise. What are we seeing there?
Well, the Democrats in Congress are sort of desperate to get a major voting rights bill through Congress with their slim majorities before next year's midterm elections. And we know the issue here is they have 50 votes in the Senate. They need Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, to support them on this bill. They need him probably to support rolling back the filibuster in order to get it through. But anyway, Senator Manchin has circulated sort of his demands for a voting rights bill, and those include a voter ID requirement. Wouldn't necessarily be a photo ID, but it would be a voter ID requirement. And the interesting thing is that Democrats haven't shot it down. I mean, they have campaigned against strict voter ID laws that Republicans have passed in the states for years. But their response to Manchin is, we'll look at it, and it depends on the details, but we're not opposed to voter ID. And so that's going to be, right now, the Senate Democrats are basically trying to revise their voting rights bill, known as H.R. 1 or the For the People Act, to get Manchin support. And when they unveil it in the next few weeks, we'll see if it includes that voter ID requirement that he's talking about.
One concern about voter ID laws when they're proposed or passed in states is, you know, what kind of IDs are involved? Are there people who don't have them and have difficulty getting them? What do we know about how tough it is for some portion of the population to have a valid voter ID card in the patchwork that we have from state to state?
Right. Well, in the studies that there haven't been that many studies, but in the studies that have been done over the years, anywhere between 6 and 11 or 12% of people do not have a government issued ID or don't have an ID that they would need to vote in the states that require it. That could be in inner cities where people don't drive. I'm in New York City, and a lot of people don't have cars, and so they don't have driver's licenses, for example. Or it could be poor people or older people who are past the age where they would drive. And so the driver's licenses, of course, are the most common forms of ID. A certain percentage of the public does not have them. And that translates, according to some estimates, to 20, 21 million people. And that could be an underestimate. And so that's a lot of people who could be ineligible to vote, even though they would otherwise be eligible if they had an ID.
Now, here's your bold idea that, as I mentioned earlier, has something for everybody to dislike, it seems like, a nationally issued voter ID card. Make the case for us.
Well, Republicans like to point out in their defense of voter ID requirements that, you know, countries in Europe and all over the world require ID to vote. But most of these countries have a national ID. In fact, 170 out of the 200 countries in the world, 170 of them, give or take, have some form of national ID or are in the process of developing it. And that's an ID that, you know, you turn 16 or 17, depending on the country, and you register and you're given an ID. In some countries, you're automatically registered to vote. In other countries, it works, you know, more similarly to the United States. But the point is that they give everybody an ID. And so you don't have this access problem. And the access problem is the big problem that Democrats have focused on. They say now they would support voter ID if everybody could have easy, fair, cheap access to an ID. And so, you know, a national ID could solve that problem. The trouble is that, as one advocate told me, there's only three problems with a national ID. Republicans hate it, libertarians hate it, and Democrats hate it. In the United States, we're somewhat unique. I don't know if it goes to the, you know, American exceptionalism or what have you, but a national ID card in the national psyche has sort of conjured images of an all-knowing government, you know, authoritarianism. And so it's always been presumed to be unpopular by political leaders and elected members of Congress, even though when you ask people in polls, the question isn't that unpopular. So that's the suggestion.
Russell Berman is with a staff writer at The Atlantic talking about voter ID and the idea of a nationally issued voter ID card. Every eligible voter would get it. Maybe it would solve some of the debate over voter ID. You could join in at 800-642-123 with your thoughts, your questions on that idea. And Russell, in your reporting on this, I didn't know this has happened in my lifetime. You had a bipartisan commission led by a former Democratic president, a former Republican, I think Secretary of State, a commission looking at this idea of some kind of national ID. What happened?
Well, it's interesting because we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, where you had the hijackers who were able to get, you know, forged, you know, passports, they were able to essentially get into the country. And the Congress, as part of the 9/11 Commission recommendations, moved toward what's known as Real ID. And that was a system that, and is a system, it's actually not fully implemented yet, they passed it, but it basically makes driver's licenses more secure so that they can be confident that, you know, their people are getting on planes are not terrorists. Now, they have always said that this is not a national ID, but there was this commission that you reference, President Carter and former Republican Secretary of State James Baker led it to consider election reform after the 2004 election. And this was right around the time when Real ID was being passed. And they assumed that a national ID was coming. And so they actually recommended that we use this Real ID that Congress had just created and make it a voter ID and to then require a voter ID. And so that was really the last time that there was any kind of Democratic buy-in for a federal voter ID requirement. And even then, though, it was controversial because you had President Carter who endorsed it and a few of the members of the commission endorsed it, but there was some dissent even in the commission. And then when the recommendation came out, a young senator by the name of Barack Obama appeared the next day with John Lewis, now the late civil rights icon, to say that this was a bad idea. And so Congress basically ignored it. And from that point on, the question of voter ID became quite polarized, with Republican states passing strict photo ID laws and Democrats generally opposed to them.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Christopher is with us in Chippewa Falls. Christopher, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, go ahead, Christopher.
So I think a voting ID, an ID just for voting is a pretty good idea, but I think it should be serialized, and I think it should be issued annually with a different serial number. You know, that way it makes it much more difficult for somebody with nefarious intentions to, you know, be able to manipulate somebody's ballot. Furthermore, I think it should be done at the state level. I think we have to be careful about doing such a thing at the federal level. because giving them even one step into nationalized elections, it can end up going a lot further than that. And that's my two cents on it.
Christopher, thanks a lot for the call. A lot there, Russell. Let's take that second point first. States often jealous of control of their own elections. Another reason why people might object to a nationally issued voter ID. What do you think, Russell?
I think that could be an issue. And I think that if this became a viable proposal, it might take the form similar to the Real ID, where it's just simply a requirement that the states issue an ID to every eligible voter. And it would cost, you know, it would cost money, but the amount of money it would cost is really nothing compared to the amount of spending that we're seeing, you know, proposed and passed over the last couple of years in Congress. And so this caller's idea might actually make it a little bit more difficult if you had to issue a new ID card every single year. That would probably be more costly for the states than something that was more like a driver's license that lasted for 5 or 6 or 10 years.
We're picking up our talk now with politics writer Russell Berman from The Atlantic. He's making the case for a national voter ID card, even if it's a tough sell for both parties. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts about that idea, your questions about how it might work, your own ideas, if you want to try to solve the voter ID debate in this state or this country. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard there from Brandy on Facebook, who says it would be neat to have one ID that records all your info and licenses. So, Russell, would this be one card to rule them all, or would this be a specific voter-only ID card?
I think it would be closer to a one card to rule them all, because, you know, talking to advocates and the problem, some states actually do have voter ID cards, right, for people who don't want driver's licenses, but they just want to be able to vote. The problem is that it becomes much more difficult to get people to just want a voter ID card, because it only solves that one issue, right? You only need it once a year, you know, or twice a year. And so combining it with other uses like a driver's license or, you know, even a social security card is probably the better bet. Of course, that's going to raise that, you know, historically the problem, the opposition to national ID has been privacy. You don't want Americans don't want the government having all of that information. And what are they going to do with it? And is it going to be, you know, if they scan, you know, when they scan your card, how much are they getting to know about you? But of course, we give so much. I asked this question of Michael Chertoff, the former Homeland Security Secretary, and he says, we already have a national ID, except it's run by the big tech companies. Because, of course, we give so much information to places like Google or Apple or Facebook without even thinking about it. But we somehow still have a problem with giving it to the government.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. James is with us in Washera. James, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. What'd you want to bring up?
See, I've got three points I wanted to touch bases on. I live in a state of Wisconsin, and in this state, you can get a driver's license for driving, an issued state-issued driver's license. And if you don't drive, you can get a state-issued ID. Now, I don't understand why we need a national voter ID when it's so easy to obtain an ID, at least in the state of Wisconsin. And I wouldn't understand why every state doesn't issue a state ID if you do not drive. And as far as I'm pretty sure that even in the state of Wisconsin, that ID, just the state ID, is free of charge. And then my next point I wanted to bring up was the amount of homeless people that we have in all our states. Why shouldn't they be allowed to vote? They should be able to go and you know, get that state-issued ID of not having a home address in order to vote. But then those DMV sites could upload into a national site. Then there'd be no, you know, we don't need to create that national, you know.
I gotcha, James. Thanks a lot for calling in. So first of all, as he points out, you don't have to get a driver's license in Wisconsin. You can get a state-issued ID even if you're not driving. is it fairly easy to do in every state in the union, Russell? You cited some studies that said it isn't necessarily that easy.
Right. And to be honest, I've told that it's maybe not as easy in Wisconsin as James makes it out to be, because, you know, you have the issue of the cost, but you also have the issue, and he brings up homeless people. Well, to get an ID, you need to present documents like your birth certificate or your social security card. And what about people who don't have access to those? What if they've moved? What if they are not born in Wisconsin? So they have a birth certificate from another state, but they're now presenting their eligibility in Wisconsin. So the bureaucracy involved, and right now the burden is placed on the citizen to sort of prove who they are. And that can be a large burden for people who are at the margins of society, if they're poor, or especially if you're homeless. If you're homeless, you're less likely to have ready access to the documents that you need. You don't have a bank account. You don't have much interaction with the types of institutions that sort of give you ID and give you sort of validate your identity for other institutions. And so that's where the devil in the details. And so a national ID, the idea would be that the government would have to have a base level of information about everyone. But they could use that information to then proactively issue ID cards and make it easier for everybody to get one, as opposed to the current system where it's really, you go into the DMV, they're going to ask you for different kinds of documentation, and it could be a hassle and a big cost to satisfy.
Let's go back to our callers now. Thanks for that call. Mickey is with us next in Dodgeville. Mickey, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Mickey?
Well, I moved here 7 years ago. And my husband was in the military, so of course I have a military ID as a dependent. But when I came to vote here in Wisconsin, my federal military ID was not accepted. I did not have a Wisconsin driver's license, so I had to go and get a Wisconsin military ID so I could vote here in Wisconsin.
Thanks for that call. I'm looking at guidelines. It says we're supposed to accept military ID cards issued by a U.S. uniformed service in Wisconsin. But that, Russell, thanks for calling, Mickey, that points toward this patchwork system in states where this state might take a student ID and this one not, or this one might let you use your hunting license and this one not, and just a lot of different permutations around the country.
Thanks.
Oh, Russell? Do we still have Russell Berman? Not hearing him. We are talking to Russell Berman from The Atlantic, making the case for a national voter ID card, even if it's a tough sell for both parties. Taking your opinions on that at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've had people share their thoughts there as well. We can bring on more callers to share their thoughts and the idea, even in the absence of Russell. Let's bring on Philip in Greene County now. Philip, hi.
Hi. I'm an IT engineer for 45 years that deals with federal IDs and also with data and analysis. And there are several slippery slopes here. One is that you have states' rights versus federal mandates when it comes to voter laws. And the second thing is that there's absolutely no reason you can't have a linked database of state IDs and a federal oversight. So the federal oversight would issue what kind of IDs would it be acceptable, and then they would be administered by each state. So I don't understand why you would have to have some conglomerate super federal ID. It's just unreasonable.
Philip, thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts on that, Philip. We're just about out of time. We heard from Cody on Facebook who shares some of Philip's concerns. Cody writes, we already have state-issued IDs. Elections are state authority, not federal. Looks like we have Russell back just in our last minute. Russell, this point, states run elections, federal government shouldn't, therefore no voter ID. What do you think?
I think that's going to be a popular concern, but there's a way to do this by requiring, as I mentioned earlier, by requiring the states to issue their own IDs, and it would serve the same purpose of universal access to an ID that people could use to vote.
Russell, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Russell Berman, staff writer at The Atlantic. He joined us today to talk about voter ID laws and to make the case for the idea of some kind of national voter ID card that people could use to satisfy voter ID requirements.